Country 102.5, Boston's hottest country. I'm on the phone now with one of Nashville's hottest songwriters, the man behind many of Luke Combs' songs on his debut album. You may not know his name now, but you will. It's Ray Fulcher. And Ray, what a wonderful life it is these days, huh?
100%, absolutely.
Look at the songs on Luke Combs' debut album. This one's for you. You're going to see Ray's name there quite a bit. In fact, 8 of the 12 songs. That's a lot for one songwriter on an album. Is that unprecedented?
Oh, I don't know if it's unprecedented or not, but I don't think when Luke and I were writing those songs, I definitely didn't know that 8 of 12 would make the record. And even when we made the record, we didn't know what it would do right then. We were just writing stuff that we liked and just kind of fell into place. So
now you guys are really good friends. How did you meet and come to start writing together?
Well, first we started playing Madden together, the video game.
Madden brought you together. Isn't that so sweet?
Yeah, we had some mutual friends, and the first time he met me, then he actually liked me. But then the next time we were hanging out again, we were playing Madden, I think. And after that, we both realized we had like an affinity for Eric Church and his stuff.
That's a great story. Eric Church and Madden brought you together.
So after that, we just tried our hand at writing and kind of clicked.
And congratulations on your number one that you co-wrote, When It Rains, It Pours.
Thank you.
Is this song based on true story, Ray? Or somewhat?
I feel like the song is more of a premonition. We could talk more about that over a cold beer or something. But I won't tell that. The actual song itself, though, I think Luke had the idea of When It Rains, It Pours. I think we're going to go the more sad route. Go towards those old sad country songs and stuff. Our co-writer, Jordan Walker, was like, man, we ought to make this thing positive somehow, give it a positive spin. And so 3 hours later, that's kind of what we ended up with, and walked out of the room having no idea that it would, you know, ever even see the light of day. We just had fun writing it. Here we are. I'm very thankful for it.
Hey, Ray, you're a UGA guy, huh?
Right. Absolutely. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. All right. My uncle was a professor there, actually the head of economics for like 40 years. He just retired a few years ago.
Oh, nice. I had a macroeconomics class one time. Pretty hard.
Yeah.
I'm doing a good job.
Ray Fulcher, not just a songwriter, also a performer as well. And you and your band are coming to Loretta's Last Call this Thursday.
Right. I will be there. I think, well, they have another Nor'easter coming up there, right? Right here?
Yeah, but you should be fine by Thursday night.
You know, I'm a Georgia boy, so I'm not used to all that. You know that.
I know. Well, you got to toughen up when you come to New England. Just say it's only 4 inches of snow. No big deal.
Yeah.
And opening up for Ray Fulcher at Loretta's is Matt Chase and Jess Dondero, who is from New England. In fact, was on our Country 102.5 street team years ago.
Oh, nice.
And tickets are available at lorettaslastcall.com. See the man behind all those songs on Luke Combs' debut. This one's for you, Ray Fulcher. It is a pleasure, and I hope I get out there to see you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having us on, and we look forward to it.